You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got your blast off button. Hey, weather's going to cool off quite a bit today, only in the 50s.
Nippy this morning. I threw the hoodie on and I'm rocking it, you know?
Yeah. And 60s tomorrow. The weather's going to be up and down over the next week or so. One thing we do know is that the smoke will be returning. They say from the fires, it's not going away. You just say that fire is now officially like larger. It's like surpassed. It's now the biggest fire in Colorado history.
Oh my gosh. It's sad. It's sad to think about all that forest that's lost.
So Jeremy has a big day today, and I'll let you have the floor and talk about it.
And the toilet. So it's funny. I walked in this morning, and there's this story in the news saying that 2/3 of people say that they eat more snacks now than they did before the pandemic. And that's this guy. I'm a chronic snacker, and I snack all morning. I snack throughout the show. I snack when I get home, and then I snack before I go to bed. I snack. So this is very difficult for me. I'm used to having something in my mouth. I'm used to eating something. And I started my liquid fast at 3:30 this morning. So by my calculations, I'll go about 33 hours with no solid food. And I just want to apologize to everybody that I might be a little cranky on the show today just because I'm hangry.
Oh,
Dom,
buddy,
I've got nothing to eat. You know I sit here and eat in front of you the entire ding-dang morning.
I watch it every day. For those of you who are wondering why this is going on, Jeremy is getting his colonoscopy tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so he has to do his fasting and then tonight cleanse his bowels.
The party begins at 5 p.m., I guess. That's when I'm supposed to take the first dose of the lax, as they call it on the street, and drink a buttload of water. And and I think I'll probably post on Facebook here in a little bit just recommendations of books and movies and, you know, something to keep me busy. You know, I'm looking for some recommendations.
Well, you'll be busy.
I know I'm making a bigger deal out of this than needs to be, but it is my first time. And, you know, a lot of people around me have said, you know, it's no big deal. The prep isn't that bad.
Nah.
And
especially
the procedure. Yeah. And then the procedure, right. You know,
we love that room.
I told a couple people, I'm like, I'm kind of actually excited for this because I do just need a general good flushing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get everything out of there. And then by tomorrow afternoon, I kind of want to start fresh on my food intake, get back to some salads and more fruits and vegetables and green shakes. And I think this is a nice base for me. Until I see a junior bacon cheeseburger in front of me.
Right, I was going to say, all the best
big talker
in the world.
Yeah, big talker. So we'll be off tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow. Dom's going to go ahead and take the day as well. So
I think you should, just find your iPad or something, load in a movie.
Yep.
Because that's what I did when I did it, and I just... And you get through an entire movie, and at that point, you're just about done.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, have you seen it? That's kind of the one I'm leaning towards.
I have seen it, and the reason I liked it is because, A, I like snarky kind of Quentin Tarantino movies, and I'm also a huge Brad Pitt fan. So
yeah, me too. So that's
the
one
I
was kind of looking up last night.
Greatest movie ever? No, but it's worth seeing.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the two main actors in it, so that's the one that kind of piques
my
interest.
Or you could just try to pick something that's really extra long. So that you can
Titanic
hang out for
again.
A while.
Hold on, I gotta take a sip of this delicious water. Wow, I cannot drink anymore. I am stuffed.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I generally don't sit here and eat in front of you during the show.
Don't be that guy.
I am going to today. I'm gonna find all the good stuff I can possibly find.
Marty, my buddy over there at the sports station next door, came walking in. He had this like omelet thing in a bowl or whatever, and he's like, "You want a bite? You want a bite?" And it smelled so good. I was like, "No, get out of here! Go away! Leave me be with my watery stool."
God, on that note, get me out of here.
Enjoy the visual.